Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? You're now tuned into In Perfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. I'm one of four hosts, one of four moderators, one of four opinionated brothers that make up this thing called In Perfect Sense, man, the male version of The View. Yeah, and to the left of me, I got the bully with me, Conway. You know what I'm saying? Bully in the streets. The women at home call him a teddy bear. To the right of me, I got the fitness guru, Flesh.
You know.
Andy's in the background. Yell at the people, Andy.
Great big gang.
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned into In Perfect Sense, man. And before we get started, man, we got to give a special shout out to our sponsor for this particular show, man. They go by the name of Creative Culture Lifestyle. It's all about that beard. Beard. Andy got the big beard. Flesh kind of butt naked face, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
Kind of borderline rapist looking like a little bit. Just kind of borderline, but the rest of us are popping. But for all my beard lovers, man, all my beard guys, man, they got everything you need over there at creativeculturelifestyle.com. Hey, make sure you follow them on Creative Culture Lifestyle on Instagram as well. All your beard needs, the shampoo, the butter, the picks. What else they got?
Everything.
They got everything over
everything
there.
Like, when it comes to your face.
They got the merch.
Yo, the hats, the shirt. Yep. They got everything. It's a brand that I personally use, you know what I mean? For my beard, Conway uses it, Andy uses it, we all use it.
Flesh uses it for his mustache.
Flesh does it for his whiskers.
I'll support the black on medicine and get a hat or something even though I don't have a beard.
The hats are popping. Yeah. The hats are popping. So, look. Everybody, man, it's more than just beards, man. They got a lot of merch over there, so please go to www.creativeculturelifestyle as well as follow them on Instagram at Creative Culture Lifestyle, man. Yeah. And before we get this thing popping on In Perfect Sense, you know we drop a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
So look, man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're sensitive about your race, religion, sexuality, and or gender or politics, it's not the show for you.
Not at all.
We're going to talk a lot of shit. You know what I mean? This is the male perspective. We are very opinionated.
Yeah.
You will not Me Too movement.
No.
None of us over here. We're going to say what the fuck we want to say.
We look for those.
Especially this guy over here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And wait for this guy to argue with this guy over here. You know what I mean? No. And Andy's going to play in the background and be the mediator and go give us the signals like, man, shut the fuck up. That's what Andy do, man. So
Republican, Democrat. That's how we gonna rock.
What? Okay, Republican, Democrat, Independent. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I am. What you, Andy? Let him know what you are.
I'm just the anchor man.
Andy out there
playing
Antifa.
Always playing it safe. He ain't playing
safe. Andy playing safe. That's right. That's what marriage does to you. Playing safe.
Antifa. He's Antifa.
Well, like Queen Latifah? You called him Antifa like
no.
Queen Latifah? I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Antifa, the motherfuckers that's...
Oh, so I'm sounding stupid.
Militia?
Yeah, the militia group, yeah.
I don't know, but check it out. I'm going to tell you what we're doing today. We may break a lot of bro codes today.
No, y'all going to break bro codes.
I don't give a fuck. Because we're going to talk a lot of shit about us.
The dark skinners.
The light skinners.
All men. All of us. The segment today... is lying on your dick. Lying on your Johnson.
Y'all motherfuckers are guilty over there.
Lying on your dick.
There's no need to lie.
This 2020.
Yeah, we'll be lying.
And you anything so, past 30 plus and you're still lying on your dick.
You got a problem.
You definitely got a problem.
A real problem.
And there's so many layers
sickness.
To this lying on your dick shit. Like, the first one I'm going to jump into is... fellas, talking about...
You know what? No. I know what you're about to say.
Okay.
You talk about it. Let's start off with the beginning parts of...
You go ahead,
you lying to a woman to get to sleep with
her.
Let's start there at the first stage when lying comes.
Well, first of all, you're lying to yourself because a lot of them, you know, you go to the Walmart, you go to the Walgreens, to the Rite Aid, and you see that black box hanging on the wall say Magnum.
Everybody copping. No, you
Magnum.
Not. No, you're not a Magnum motherfucker.
They always sold out, and I'm not understanding how.
Yeah.
Like, women I know said a lot of dudes ain't holding it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to what are y'all doing? Like, I don't know if you putting it on and you got the Papa Smurf shit hanging off the tip of your Johnson, but wow, all the Magnum sold out.
They pulling that shit over there,
because because you know condom, the Magnum condom is a status thing. You know...
Yeah.
You pull that joint out, boom, and she like, oh shit, it's on.
But then it's so funny because they got other brands of that.
But yeah, they got Magnum extra large. Like, what are you doing? What you rolling up over your balls, putting your stomach in it too? Like, I'm gonna tell you some real shit, yo. Magnum,
I'm trying to keep my composure.
But Magnum, let me tell you some real shit. You could take a regular condom and put both your hands in them. Not a Magnum. You could put. Don't ask me how I fucking know, because I see y'all looking. But you could put both your hands in a fucking condom. So I'm trying to figure out why everybody feels as though they need. I mean, does your nut stretch like that? Does it stretch like that? I'm trying to figure it out.
How you doing?
I'm just saying, man.
Yo, before Magnus even came out, remember the one video a long time ago when the kid blew the fucking condom up and then put it over his head and shit?
I know, like, it's so funny, yo.
I didn't have cable.
The Rough Riders.
I didn't have cable.
Yeah, the Rough Rider condoms back then.
Don't the LGBT still use those? I don't know.
You the only one know that they use condoms.
I'm just saying. What the fuck?
One point.
You saying they don't use condoms?
One point.
What's the dance thing we do? One point.
One point.
R&R. You saying they don't use condoms, yo? I thought that was the brand of
the stats.
of the back drivers.
The status quo says something. But
you fucked everything up with that. But yo, I'm
go ahead, finish your point.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that. It was all different types of brands of condoms before.
But when Magnum came out,
Trojan was like, we're going to make a Magnum.
But that's the thing. When Magnum came out and then the idea behind Magnum's being the best and bigger, that's what made people sell it. Mm-hmm. That's why it sold.
And a lot of women demanded that. Like, if you don't wear the gold packs, you can't get none of this coochie.
And then some of their coochies that people...
They got dudes getting the packs just to go raw anyway.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers start off with the condom, then take it off. And they go, I'm going to say if I would just stick the tip.
Then the tip, that was in the 90s. That was a lot. Just let me go ahead and just
put the tip in.
Swirl the tip in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to go all the way in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you go in, like, this dirty bitch.
Yeah. And funny thing, what I don't like is
she's nasty.
The word hoe, right? We talk about Magnums and the women that require men to wear Magnums. Really, I don't know why. Like, you probably need a trash bag to go on some of this pussy out here, because it's like sometimes the Magnum ain't enough. Sometimes you get that shit and you just dive deeper and deeper into, like, yo. Who else is in here? Somebody, you see your homeboy you ain't seen in 2 years. Y'all thought y'all was beefing. He been sitting in that bitch pussy.
The whole time.
That's fucked up.
But that's some real shit.
Like, I did some research, all right, in reference to
the gold.
Rochester University. They did a survey on that about guys that are...
What's the university again?
Rochester University in New
York.
I'll just
make sure you said it right.
Fucking notes right here, motherfucker.
Okay.
Notes right here.
I thought you said Rochester. Like, no, I don't know.
Rochester. Raw.
Because that's what I'm saying. You know, he fuck up a lot on his words. But go ahead.
Yeah, but they said that, they said the study, so they said people are more likely to lie about themselves when trying to impress their sexual partner. They call it a sexually prime person that is the one that's thinking about sex all the time. It said, they are more likely to either lie or bend the truth to sleep with the person. Did any of y'all ever do that?
He lied.
What, lie, bend the truth to sleep with
a woman? Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every man has done that. Like, but I'm...
Lie about what?
You don't count the
man. Here we go.
See, this is why we always got to take a conversation between us.
Because he just never done nothing.
Because it don't count for me. Remember... I was married to my high school sweetheart. I've been with her the entire time.
You ain't had no box before you married. Got married though.
You never had box before you married your wife.
Yeah, but it wasn't no lie though. I didn't have to lie.
You the only man that every time we talk about men shit, he's never done anything.
I never had to. I was with her since 11th grade. Before that, you can't count fucking middle school. So, you ain't had to lie.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, you did. Short. You had I to don't lie. Give a fuck.
Like, you had to lie.
I don't give a fuck, but yeah. I'm a short guy that does things a lot of you tall guys can't. Y'all can't fuck in a Prius. Y'all can't fuck on a love seat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't fuck. Y'all can't fuck in a bathroom in New York City.
You right. Yeah. You
that's what I'm saying. That's why women prefer me than Utah. You motherfuckers tall, goofy looking motherfuckers. You can't get freaky with no tall motherfucker, no Prius and no hatchback and all that. Short guys are in, man. Like, we can get it popping any fucking way.
Who drives a Prius?
It don't matter. I'm just saying the size of the car. Prius, Fiat, it don't matter. A New York City bathroom, you know how small them motherfuckers is. Hell yeah. But
it was interesting when I was doing the research, though, because it also said that that guys will normally agree with everything the woman say to try to sleep with them. For the most part, they see a woman that they like, it don't matter what woman that it is. They can totally disagree with the person's point of view, but they'll pretend like they agree just so they can, you know, build that closest toward to sleep with her.
And funny thing, I think a lot of that right there might be more geared to our era, because it seems like this era, like these dudes just, they offering shit we wasn't offering. Like, they just straight telling chicks like, hey, I'm going to eat that box.
Yeah, what you talking about? This era of women, they worse than the fucking men.
As far as what?
Sexually, like, coming out saying shit.
I can't talk about them. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the era of us. That seems more logical, because it's like, yeah, you know, I got this big, you know what I mean, one of these in my pants. You know what I'm saying? But now these dudes, you know what I'm saying? It's straight dick pic to the DM, or they just like, you know, yeah, I'll eat your ass.
So I got
I'll eat your box.
All right, so a question since you said that, because I know
straight say that.
I was having this conversation with a group of females then. So how many guys ever sent the dick pic to a female?
How many guys have ever sent
it? Like, y'all ever did that? Because I never did it.
Yo.
You did? Yeah, you didn't?
I have.
You know what? I'm starting to realize that all the stuff that I've been hearing women talk about.
Are you Jesus of Nazareth?
Why you say that?
Because you just don't do it. You've never done anything.
I've been with the same woman.
What does that mean?
So
I didn't have to deal with that.
But he the same one on a previous show was fucking on camera. So what you got?
Right.
But that was afterwards.
So you ain't never. So you with your wife, right? You ain't never like. Trash, because smartphones is out at the end of it anyway. But like,
send that like. Nigga, like. Home.
We had kids together. I was there.
You ain't never in the 90s, man.
Chicks used to give me Polaroids, so. But you fuck still, the phone shit.
But that's what I'm saying. But you were still single. You got to realize, I was already in a committed relationship with the same woman every day.
So you ain't never, y'all never try to spice y'all shit up. She ain't never.
Yeah, but
like,
I
got no
people you were sending a dick pic for, and you just had it last night. In that morning.
It don't matter.
So
it don't matter.
You, like,
if the chick that I'm infatuated with and I'm like in awe, I don't give a fuck if I fucked her six times last night. If she sent me that pussy pic the next day, I'm still going to be like, oh my God.
There's a difference. See, y'all don't understand, like I said before, because a lot of people didn't walk the path that I walked. A lot of you guys, never one of y'all in here was gotten when you young had a child in high school.
That's what I'm saying. You had to mature now. So now, but now that you're free, you've been in your whole phase for the last 5 years.
That's a lie. I was only in the whole phase for 2 years.
See, we outgrew our whole shit. Like, you didn't get a chance to live your whole shit yet. Like,
we're
transitioning.
Why you call the whole shit when you're single? When you're single, you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
So why are you talking about us then? That's what we was doing.
Yo, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm just trying to say, you trying to call me Jesus of Nazareth, whatever that
is. I don't know what to call you at this point.
you never did shit, bro.
Because I don't do what y'all do.
Did. We don't do.
No, what you did. Just because I don't do and operate. Yo, it's 8 billion people in the
world.
So
you never lied on your dick. You never send dick pics.
Because I learned from women. I learned what not to do growing up listening to women.
Oh
my That's God, why God. I didn't make the same dumb mistakes y'all made.
Who said my mistake was dumb?
I learned. I learned that a lot of women like the motherfucker to lie just so they can fuck him.
Ain't no ego. I'm just saying. You see, people be like, "Oh man, that short guy."
Up in the house with a
they be
of
like,
women.
"That short guy, like you, so short. I never had one of you." And then I pull one of these out my pants. like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, I never knew. You fucking know now, don't you, shorty? Now who's short? Fuck is you talking around here? You out your mind. Pull this motherfucking 16-ounce bottle out. Pause. I don't need no pause.
Pause.
I don't care.
Pause.
Bro said,
throw this motherfucker.
This bitch on
yeah, on a bone right there. And then they'd be like, right there
pause.
On her forehead, like, papaka.
Pause.
In your mouth, like, papaka.
Pause.
Right there. It don't matter. Right. This would be all in the face. Boom. Boom. Yeah. 16. I don't give a fuck. You the same one who was butt naked in here a couple weeks ago with the tank top on while we trying to have a show. Because you was on your whole shit that day.
You do a lot of dabbing with this motherfucker.
Yo, but back to us lying. Well,
yo, that's funny.
90% of us in here lying on the dick. We all have done it. Maybe not flesh. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
rule number one, you're not supposed to talk about it.
But you, well, when you're young, you don't know them rules, man.
I learned from women.
I'm gonna tell you what was one of the biggest.
So a female never like. Flesh, is it big flesh? Like, yeah, you said.
What?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
Is it big flesh? That's what
no, woman... I would say find out.
I just feel like I'm trapped in a Billy D movie or some shit, yo. Like, what year is this, yo?
And a fucking train gang comes through. A train gang bust through the wall with a Colt 45.
I would just say find out.
But I'm going to tell you what was the biggest lie. A lot... coming up
yo,
as
like
an adolescent.
Suspense, man. You can't just like, that's like when you hear women complaining about motherfuckers sending them dick pics.
But listen.
It's like they not
let's take it
shit
back.
Away.
Shit,
we
a lot of them
ass pictures all day long,
let's
but they
take
look
it,
at that shit opposite.
Let's take
they,
it
they
back.
For that shit.
When we were younger, teenagers, the biggest lie dudes told about is who they fucked. That was a big lie. Andy could contest to this shit. How many dudes we know? Coming up, adolescent, like, yo, I hit that. Never.
I mean, dudes
we you know
ain't...
Now. Shit, not me. Not me.
I'll be sending them shit through IG. He'll be like, I fucked.
but you know I'm joking. Like, you sending pictures of Ashanti and Rihanna.
You know damn well I don't send no pictures
and,
of Ashanti.
And, I forget.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. So... You know what I mean? Yeah, between the fellas, it's like, yeah, the shit funny.
He's not going to do that shit right now. He's not going to make me download that shit and add that up on here when you said, yo, she bad, yo.
I gave in, you know, off of...
It wasn't nothing to give in. She's a beautiful woman.
No, she is, but I'm just saying, like, I didn't hype her up the way y'all hype her up. Y'all hype her up like she's this...
See, this is how we get off track. See, back to what I was saying about growing up... And dudes lying on their dick. Have you ever grew up and knew dudes? Like, you think you answer this.
Dudes that lied. We found out they was lying.
Mm-hmm.
We found out they was lying. You know motherfuckers investigated back then when they was trying to talk about smashing.
But that was definitely an ego. That was an ego thing. Yes. Like, because if you was adolescent and you weren't getting no boom boom, like... Dudes looked at you different.
Especially when, you know, everybody getting that box.
Yeah, then the time was different. The time was different because a lot of dudes was trying to prove that they wasn't on the other side,
shit,
playing on the other fence.
I
so that was a sign
her.
Of masculinity.
You hit her. And then find out that one of the dudes, the cousin. So let me ask her, did you hit my cousin?
Yeah. I didn't. But see, that's what I said. But I didn't do the same stuff y'all doing. Like that y'all be looking at me crazy doing because of, you know, my first experience. So my brain wasn't operating like y'all's.
You were scared.
No, I wasn't scared.
You wasn't nervous?
Shit, my first
time. No, I wasn't nervous.
I was 11 years old.
No, I wasn't even in love my first time. Remember when...
I was nervous as a bitch.
Remember when I first met you on the other show back in the day and you had the show when the psychiatrist came on and she told me why I operate the way I operate?
I don't remember at all.
Why you operate?
I'll be blanking out.
We'll do another show on that, but it was because of my first sexual experience. She was like, that's why you move the way you move. That's why I don't, the stuff that y'all talk about, I never did it.
Oh,
I wanted to disclose it on here. We could disclose it on that.
Oh, the old lady.
Specific topic.
You got to take my old lady?
Yeah, I was 13 and she was 34. That was my first. So
what's
my approach. Like, I didn't get that innocent thing when you meet a girl your age.
Yeah, because at 34, that pussy smelled different.
But that was like, when that happened. That's what I'm saying. When that happened.
I've been touched a lot.
But I was saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just, that shit fuck you up. Like, because it wasn't innocent. Like, at 34, that pussy had some miles. Like, we talking about we was young. Like, when we was young and had women, well, girls that time of that age, like, pussy smelled like fucking lip gloss and Bath and Body Works. And your shit smelled like fucking A-bomb. I just came off my menstrual last week and didn't wash properly.
No, it wasn't that motherfucker.
It smelled
like hard work.
Avon.
You said the smell like hard work.
I said smell like filing papers.
Her husband paid for everything. She was a stay at home wife.
Yeah, that pussy smelled like pancakes and bacon in the head.
I take that than the shit he said.
Pork chops.
But that we were young though, dealing with. You know what I mean? That was a young thing. But back on, let's stay on track, man. Line on deck. I'm gonna ask y'all this because this happened to me. No, you know what? I'm gonna wait on that segment. Let me address something else about lying on a dick, right? About dudes bragging to these women about how long they lasting in the bedroom, right? Let me tell you something.
They'll put a number on that shit.
Let me tell you something. Without anything in your system, and I'm talking about cocaine, Percocets,
the gas station,
natural, and you can look it up. You can Google it, Andy, since you back there with the computer. The average time it takes a man to ejaculate is 5 to 9 minutes. So all this, guess what? I'm telling you what the average is.
That's the fact.
I'm not talking about the 20 minutes you took to eat a butt and all that other shit. I'm talking about straight penetration. That's the average.
And being not doing that mind over matter
and not
shit.
Yeah, not saying that, you know, I forget, like.
But if you fuck a girl.
But let me finish, though. Because I know you're going to go and say, no, I at least go 17 minutes.
I'm going to say that.
But what I'm saying is, you be having dudes out here lying to these women, like, yeah, I'm going to bust you down all night, 45 minutes. Look here.
Who talks like that?
Yo, talk to these women, the dudes telling them that shit. Like, I'm going to tell you, me? If that first one come and I'm asleep, I'm going to tell you I owe you one. Shit is over.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, it all depends on how I'm feeling. It all depends on what I did that day. If I was out in the street getting it all day, and it's on a late night tip, and I'm already tired, and you feeling kind of frisky, and I'm, all right, whatever. Then it happened. Right. Catch me in the morning. I owe you one.
Really? You would do that?
I owe you one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, busting the nut is equivalent to working 8 hours of work.
You did research on that?
Yes, I did. It's equivalent of busting eight. So you bust a nut
and go back up, which is that overtime?
Well, yeah, that's definitely overtime. And first of all, and then ladies, I'm going to tell you this shit too. All that, stop putting pressure on a man to get it back up. Let it chill for a couple minutes. Get the blood flowing again. Then it'll wake back up. You know what I'm saying? All that, come on. Shut up!
That's how I know it's true, because you know why? They always say boxers can't have sex before they have fights.
Yeah, because
it takes a lot, but this is the funny shit about that, though,
right?
So if he fucking bust a nut and get up and go work out, your pussy was trash. But you
the funny shit about that is, it's true.
And he still win? Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go get up. I got to work. Really? You ain't going to sleep? Yeah, shit was trash. Garbage.
Yo, that's not true.
Fact!
That's a fact. That's it. But the funny shit, yo, a lot of women say they can be, they fuck this long period of time. Well, a lot of women in our age brackets really not trying to fuck that long. They just doing that because they think that they are trying to please them.
Oh, they trying to prove that they not grandma.
I'm really not a grandma,
even though I got a grandchild.
They're not old no more. You got him. It's just not really.
Now, why y'all be calling 30s old? Yeah.
When it comes to vagina,
it's mature.
It's mature.
Got some miles on it.
They want to come hard. Yeah. Come hard. They're like, okay.
Look, you see that? It's that transmission running a little low-ski.
Yo, fucking lights are green. It's like,
you know what I mean?
That shit idling hard as shit.
That shit be acting like the push the starts. You know that shit at the light and idle.
Yeah.
And then that shit, everybody else leaving you.
Yeah. That put that bitch in new.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what happened.
Yo, y'all wild, yo.
But I'm just saying though, like, a lot of times when a man lying like that, like, oh, I can have sex, it's because of what she said. Oh, I like the man that's gonna please me for hours.
I like that.
And this and that. And then when you there and you like, oh, hold on, because you had these like, I have these conversations with a couple of the homies and even little young boy.
But you know, you know why that happens? Because they keep fucking dudes that's unemployed too, so they got a lot of time on their hands. These unemployed dudes hurting us.
That's
fact. But this is the thing.
Facts.
Let one of them people run out there, grab one of them gas station joints, and give them what they want. No, please don't touch me no more. I seen a text message from like, no, you can't be no more. Like, I can't go that because that's what you wanted. So he went out there. Did some shit, popped that gas station joint. They give you what
the
you
stackers.
Want. They give you what you want, and it's not what you want. It's not what you want. Stop lying. That's yo. And then on top of that, your pussy do not stay that wet that long, like hours.
Yo, it depends on the woman, bro.
Yo, not without Hawks, man.
Listen, it depends on the fucking women.
I mean, send info.
Well, maybe so. Like it depends. It depends on a woman. It's like when you, I can have sex with a female and females like you, they in the mood. They can be like this with you at one moment, and then next thing you know, the next time she can be flowing like water.
Yeah, but it's the mood
on
but,
the mood.
But because you horny, don't mean you in that hour mood.
Yeah. I get what
you're saying. And they acting like they're in an hour for hour mood. Every time I fuck, we gotta fuck for an hour. Bitch, you're lying.
Yeah, that's not true.
Stop lying.
Yeah, but that's so
your rotisserie is done.
That's what I said, but that applies to both men and women.
Right.
And actually that's a situation that has never really, I don't even think, even been addressed like in that manner about the when it comes to sex. And that part about proving, like you said, like it doesn't take that long. If it's good and you ready and both of y'all ready, you're going to come fast. You know the moments when you get in there and then you be like this and then you tell her, hold up, don't move. Because you got to let that fucking feeling go away before you go at it again.
And that's and really think
so about does that count to your minutes of fucking for 45 minutes?
If you add the foreplay in?
No, I'm sorry. If you add the stop, when you say stop, so the feeling can go away so you can continue to keep going.
See, my stop isn't really a stop. It's like a yield. Like when you're trying to get in the traffic, you're just like, then you're like, wait a minute. Then it's like, you know what?
You're like the feeling.
You know what's like, fuck it, just jump in the traffic. Like
So do the switch. So we can analyze this all out then. So does the switching position still count? Or does that start the shit all over again?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
If it depends.
The switch of position might mess me up because when I pull out, that friction might catch it. And if it catch it, it's just,
air,
I owe you one.
And it depends on if that air in the air. It depends on how the room feels too.
Right.
If that room cool,
yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of variables going on, but I don't gotta stop you. I gotta yield. Yeah, I got a yellow light and a yield.
You ever get the moment when you ever tell them? You ever had this happen? When you tell them stop. Right there, don't move. And
then
they move anyway.
Hey, go, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And that's over with.
Yeah.
You should have listened.
And they be surprised. They be surprised. Like
you should have listened. You should have listened.
They be like, you came? That. I'm like, yeah, you didn't. I did my job. You damn right I came. You didn't come? No. Well, I owe you one.
Are you serious?
I owe you one. Yeah. Like, the fuck? Maybe it'll happen tonight. Maybe the next. It's not selfish. Like if the shit good, yo, it's coming, yo. Like it's a faucet. Like I'm not holding it. Like the Lord does not want me to hold that in.
And that shit actually will fuck you up too.
What?
Trying to hold it in.
That's not true. Huh?
It does. It's almost like sneezing.
You never had blue balls.
Your job by who?
I said your job when you having sex.
Your job. Who made that rule book?
But that's how it's supposed to be. Your job is to please your partner when you having sex.
So it could go either way.
No, you're right.
You're pleasing the fuck out of me, so I just came early.
Yeah, but I'm saying your job is to please your partner.
She pleased him.
Yeah, I'm see, this ain't no wham bam thank you, man. Like you gotta foreplay and all that other shit. Like you gotta implement
and if you implement the foreplay, she's definitely coming.
So you gonna drop some game on, you know, which we already knew. Which you discussed on Marco Polo on
about what?
About a woman that she pleased on the
out. I'm just telling you what women told me. Like I haven't researched it. I'm just telling you what women told me. I was told that women get more pleasure from the outside than the inside. That's why they like foreplay. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes wonder why they women kind of step out on them, because you know what? Some dude over there is nasty as a motherfucker.
He looking up.
He's sucking toes, eating ass, coochie, flipping her over, licking her ear, and you thinking all you gotta do is come drop dick off. Like dick ain't enough sometimes, cause you know what I mean. Dick sometimes has a mind of its own. You know what I mean. Sometimes, hey, it's going for a marathon. Sometimes it's going for a sprint.
You know what I'm saying? You got women who will give you head just to come, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. That's what I said, because you're right, because everybody is different. Because even for me sometimes, it's like, I'll get aroused.
Shut up, because I hate when I do that, because I did that in the last show with y'all motherfuckers pause, yo. I hate that shit.
But I'm just saying that for example, I've been at that stage where, all right, the having sex part, like, you know how dudes be like trying to fuck this bitch. Like, already, fees, I don't be worrying about that, because I be looking like...
That shit played out.
Like, the shit is, like, really played out. I don't be looking at women be going like this. Oh, I gotta smash her. She might be fine, fat ass, and I might be like, oh, that's nice, I'll look. But my brain ain't going, oh, I want
to
smash her.
Because you older now, you're trying to get to intimacy now. You want the intimacy part now.
Is what matters. So that's why I said that even when you having sex, my goal is pleasing the woman. It's to stimulate the foreplay part. The foreplay part, it's not about me just sticking my, you know, my dick inside
James Johnson. And fucking.
Because it just doesn't work that way. And even from the woman's side, the woman gotta be on that same page. Like, because me, I want a certified hoe in the bedroom. I don't want no scared or nervous or trying to play. Like, you know how women will be, they don't be like,
or lazy, just want to lay on her back.
Lay on her back.
Girl, if you're scared,
I'm not, I said not even that. Like, throw that ass back. That part too, but then also when women have this perspective, they don't want to truly be themselves with us. Like, the first time when they have sex, they'll be like, oh, I'm going to hold off because I don't want this person. I'm looking at you like, bitch, you in your 30s. I know you ran through some niggas. And y'all don't even count y'all body counts. Y'all be like, oh, that shit only lasted a minute, so that dick don't count.
I know.
Like,
that shit, to us, dude. To us, dude. Yeah. Like, a bitch be like, your little dick came off fast, but did I fuck you?
It's still a win. I'm going to stay on track because I'm address that, but I was saying that women need to be just as open as men are when it comes to sex, like even from the beginning, because that's what men like. You ain't going to get judged and say you a hoe if the motherfucker and you talking about I don't want to be looked at like no hoe. If he going to stay with you, he's going to stay with you anyway, with or without the sex. If he like you for who you are,
that's probably what it is. They like, man, I'm especially if it's a dude you're in a relationship with,
like
it's probably different for them. Like, but if it's just something like, yo, this is kind of random, we just kind of taking it there tonight, like. Then why would they give you all of them if you're not their man?
Why would she give you all of her?
If
you already giving it to me,
First and foremost,
but hold up, we talk about this amongst us, regular dick and relationship dick. Mm. How you know they don't talk about it? Like, just give them a little bit of that coochie. Don't give them the whole thing. You know what I mean? They could be having these saying, we don't know.
But you're right, because even with us, I know with me, I didn't do it on purpose, but I fucked women that was just a smash, way different than I fucked the chick that I was into with a relationship. The ones that I was just gonna smash and throw away, they got the wow. I mean, like,
these are women you talking about, brother?
I don't mean this is a phase back then. This is not. I'm talking about y'all.
Go ahead, finish.
The male version.
It is. It's just, well, we're not going to let you just throw women.
Oh, so these motherfuckers try to. Oh,
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
It's just their choice of words.
They're trying to go bait a male over here. Okay. Okay.
I'm just
saying. All right, but I'm just saying that when you having sex with a chick that you know you got going to be in a relationship like that, it's just strictly fun. So you know that I can just go all out with this person and don't have to worry about it. So you can do every fucking freaky thing you want to do, from tying to choking, you know, letting a swing from the fucking... You can do any fucking thing. And you already know, once it's over, it goes away. Your conversation is not going to be intimate. So you know when y'all do talk, it's just a hit up for that moment. Even if you do go hang out, y'all already know at the end of the day, that's what's happening. So she's coming in, giving her all. You coming in, giving your all. Yeah, it's
Porter coming in freaking.
Yeah, but in relationships, when you're trying to build with someone, it's more different. It's going to be more than just the sex. So you ain't coming at them with the... Oh, I'm disrespecting you off the jump, having that type of fun with you sex. It might go to the build-up, but that's not something you want to introduce her to.
You don't want her. The person in a relationship to force feed that person every time y'all fuck either. Like,
yeah, because if you got somebody that you gonna build with, you gotta take them. You can't take them to here.
You jumping out the chandelier every night,
exactly, and then try to bring it all the way back.
Hanging
down
from the ceiling fan off this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a fucking builder.
I definitely done jumped off a few dressers. You know what I'm saying? Jump from the ceiling fan. Yeah, that's little guy shit. Yeah, that's awesome. But I'm saying, with the cape on, all like, damn, he a freak. See, you can't do that. You can't. Yeah, you can't do. You can't do what I do. That's little guy shit.
You know what's funny though? Cause I really think, yo, what? You did put a cape on.
Yes. And jumped off the dresser.
Yo, I know a buddy of mine. Yo, this motherfucker got put on a whole bunny suit, man.
I don't know about that.
Pervert, yo. He put the bunny on him, pervert. Yo,
with the bunny costume. Yo.
Oh, yeah, pervert.
Like, seriously.
Yo, pervert. Let me ask y'all. Another question. Let me flip this line on your dick shit.
You can't go right, okay.
Another version of line on your dick is portraying to these women about what you got and who you are, because a lot of time that entices them too. Oh, man, he got his shit together.
Oh, you talking about like these dudes that be on Instagram with these fake cars that they don't have to come when you see them, they in the Ford.
Yeah, and we found the website where they got the fake Audemars. Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, we got them. You know what I'm saying?
Because I said, motherfucker, I was like, I made pretty decent money, but everybody on social media look like they balling out more than
everybody on Instagram. Everybody look like life is good. And a lot of dudes lying on their dick because they get women like that. You know, you got the Gucci belt that ain't authentic. You know what I mean? You got the extra tight Mick Jagger jeans on. You know what I'm saying?
I can't ask why, because that's how the hype, even before social media.
You leaning on a car. That's how the hype. Chilling.
That's how this country is when it comes to stuff like that. That the status part is what's value. Like,
so
like,
status is out here getting pussies wet.
But the crazy thing about it is, back then, when you seen a person really laying on that Beamer,
that was their shit.
That was their shit. Like, when you seen that group of men in that circle and everybody had these joints, these finger rings and these chains, that shit was real.
Yeah, but what happened with that?
It went
analysis showed that this is what the people like. Before the public had access to control media, so they went like this. For us to get money and views with companies, they strategized and started making the fake. Yeah. Making people fake and look like they're bigger than what they are.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, these, like, when you meet the, like, these, you're bringing influences by a person, like, oh, this motherfucker just dropped a couple bands on something, right? Or this person, oh, this, so they never meet you. But it's the ones that you know, you met, you on a bus stop. You asking for rides because your shit broke down and they don't make that part in the 98 no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but when the people that don't know you, you getting these women off the strength of that. And then when they come around, but that's what I'm saying.
And you ain't got nothing that they seen. Nothing. You ain't got the cars.
But they didn't already smash. That's all they care about.
No, but.
Line the shit up until they get it. Right. And after they got it, that's what they did. That's what they did.
But that's the biggest lie. Andy, go ahead, plug.
Back in the day when we was coming up, you had dudes that tried like local tough guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Get up with these girls, and then some of these girls like, oh yeah, I believe it. And then some of them like, I don't believe you, but I'm gonna put you on a real nigga situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You fucked up. No, it a lot.
Yeah, y'all fucked with the wrong bitch.
You know what I'm saying? and to piggyback off what you're saying, a lot of women play that game putting men in real life situations financially, because they hit you up not needing nothing from you.
That's a turnoff to me.
Wait a minute, hold up. But I'm saying, listen. Like, but you're not portraying. No, you're missing it. You're not portraying that image. I'm talking about to the ones they always saying he flipping money out. He always fresh. He always got this. He always showing he there, popping bottles. They test them dudes. They not testing you because that's not what you portray. Yeah. So they'll hit that dude. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm in a jam. You got 300. No, wait a minute. No, I ain't got that. But on the gram, you popping. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Can you come pick me up? I'm going to send that Uber. Nah, you ain't got that Rolls Royce you got that you've been leaning on, or that Lexus or whatever. You know what I mean? You a fucking bum out here. They be testing these motherfuckers out here.
And that's where new Facebook or new Instagram accounts come from, because they get tested so much that they hide from those. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's the biggest line of the on-your-dick shit out here right now.
And it's so crazy is that social media, like you said, help this person portray something to get them. And then when they get them, it's like, damn, you had me meet you at a Motel 6. And then they be like, yeah, because the motherfucker stole my car.
Yeah, or some shit like that. But you've been posting like, yeah, in the Ritz-Carlton lobby. Because you was there probably fucking delivering UPS, and you took your shirt off and kicked your feet up like, yeah, I'm in a Ritz-Carlton.
Well, you're not there. You're not there because it's somebody else's pictures.
Yeah, shit like that, too.
Y'all two motherfuckers.
I'm just saying.
Y'all two motherfuckers.
What?
I'm sitting here like, why does shit sound familiar? And I'm like, oh.
Because every day it's a movie.
It's a movie on Instagram.
Every day.
And you know.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, you wouldn't get that because you don't give off that energy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I used to give off that energy, but that shit stopped because these motherfuckers found out, like, nah, like, he's not giving me nothing. You know what I'm saying? My thing is the same. Like, you're getting nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not posting pictures of jets, and I'm scared to fly.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, yo, because the culture, like I said, the reason why, and I'm going to say, right, like, you could call that form of, like a line, like I'm saying line, because you know how it is when I went back out, I was always.
That's definitely lying on your dick, because old school, they used to say a motherfucker bought a big car because his dick was small.
Yeah,
they did. You know what I'm saying? You bought a big car because you got a small dick.
And that was one of the reasons why I never bought a big car. I'm dead serious.
I never do that shit.
Because, what I was saying is that, and damn, you fucking threw my fucking mind track off. I was trying to piggyback off of what you said when I said about, like, all right, there you go. When I was buying. Giving women like money here and there when they asked for it, when you I was would? Out in the dating, yeah, when they would just ask for it because they needed it, I was giving it.
Oh.
I wasn't giving it for somebody saying that they can't fucking pay their bill at first or shit like that. I would give them the money, but that's what I said. But then it got.
I thought you was giving 40 up for the box. I'm like, damn, yo.
No, I ain't know nothing.
Last week you talking about you was a fucking porn star, and this week you buying.
Who's gonna buy your porn star? Yo, motherfuckers just tried different shit, yo.
All right.
You only got one life.
That's right. We moved different.
go ahead, finish.
So none of y'all niggas never made a video.
No.
Never posted it.
You never posted it online.
I've never made a video.
And none of y'all never did.
I've never made a video. Never.
You ain't never do it either.
That's something I've never done.
You posted online?
No.
So I've never done it.
One day I went in there.
And then he made sure that everybody seen it around the neighborhood.
No, I didn't. What you fucking talk about, huh?
What'd he say?
He just came off like he caught me off guard with
that
shit.
What'd he say? He said, yo, I went back, the neighbors,
I went to work, and a co-worker.
Oh, okay.
Well, co-worker said and something about it.
Yeah, she was a goddamn
passing that shit through the email like, flash.
It's called advertising.
Yeah. Flash. But let me flip this into our last segment.
Y'all got me stuck. I don't even know how to respond to
into
that
our last segment, because y'all know I was coming back to y'all ladies.
Flash.
I had to come back to y'all. I know we've been talking about us a lot. But this has happened to me. I don't know if it's
talking about the women now?
Yes. I don't know if this happened to Flash.
Lying on the box.
I don't know if this happened to Conway. I don't know if it happened to
Amy. If it's lying on the box, hell yeah.
But for me, it's women out here lying on that box. Mm-hmm. Right?
you get a message, you get a phone call like, damn, I know you fuck such and such. I didn't. Well, she said you did. I didn't. And that's happened to me a lot with women. I don't know. I ain't shit, so I don't know why the fuck you want to claim me anyway. But I don't know why anyone would lie on Nate pussy. Like, because why?
They want that guy and see what that guy's giving someone else. And because they know that the woman that they're with only cares that he's not giving it to somebody else. That's the first thing.
Oh, I wonder if they just telling another female because it's like, hey, I'm going to let you know so you don't go give
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes like, that could be it. Well, sometimes 9 times out of 10, it only.
They ain't even
got
to lie because I ain't even chasing them. Like,
I don't even know what to say about that situation through my life experiences, because I met more women that lie than tell the truth.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
You know what I'm saying, you know, like about any situation. Like, see how you said about the reason, like, why would a woman do that? With us. As men, it's simple if you ask the masses. You know, because we logical. Our feelings don't play a part in it. Women operate totally opposite from us from that. It don't it's not based upon the facts with all of them. So I'm not putting all of y'all into a box.
Please, he's not.
Yeah, I'm not. But there's a large majority that base things off of how they feel. We don't off of how they feel. Men don't. Our strong feelings don't go with that. We'll go, yeah, this is the situation. I might feel like this, but this is the fucking truth. Women, the way they do shit is totally different. So I really can't say. Cause
like the ones that say,
I mean, they go extreme, yo.
Like the ones that be like, oh, I got raped by him. He like, I fucked her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've had a situation
where
she
didn't give it to me?
Like, where a woman told another woman, like, you know, yeah, I'm pregnant and it might be Eric's. I'm like, how's it mine? I got a pregnant sending a text message? Cause I ain't never fuck her. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got
that happened to a couple.
Damn,
of people.
I ain't know. Yeah, because if I can get a chick pregnant by sending a text message, then I don't want a phone.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want it. Like,
real.
Technology has gone way too far for me.
And that's when you see the first has the illness.
Yeah,
they got a something.
But that's like I said, it's all because they're trying to. If they can't have you, or they can't, they will try to fuck up anything that you got out
if
there.
If they get interested,
I agree with that.
Because they'll trigger over, they'll tell another woman to lie about you, and they really never even talk to you on a personal level.
Ever.
Just to deter the other woman away.
Facts.
From you if they like.
Facts.
And hope that you just fall there like, man, this is crazy. Yo, somebody out here, oh, baby, I'm sorry. What happened?
And
then they try to pull it. It was you, bitch.
And then the funny thing, women ain't gotta lie, man. Men are so stupid. You know what I mean? Like, we so, all you gotta do is something, like.
Males are stupid. Men are smart.
Yeah, well.
I always say that. That's my slogan. Males
well,
stupid, men
however
smart.
However we flipping it, it's like, you know, we make so many mistakes, no matter if we're in a relationship, we got a ring on our finger. Sometimes that woman come in your ear like, boy, I'm gonna give you this pussy. Back of your mind, like, damn, I could just get it once. Maybe I can get it twice. So I don't know, understand what's the logic of a woman lying on it. Like, if you want somebody to hit it, just let them know that's what you want to happen. Like, you ain't got to lie on that shit. Like, I don't get that at all.
Real shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, some women do it. Yo, you got to realize when you grounded that. See, this is the thing. You grounded in yourself. Women not used to dealing with men that it's like sex is. Like I told you, when I came out in the dating field, I realized that a lot of women were thinking that their look and their sex validated everything. Even with older women, when shit happens, the first thing that come out of women's mouth, like the one girl, this I'm just showing you how they think. The one girl, she committed suicide 2 years ago. She killed her and her son. She jumped out the building and killed her and her son, I think up in New York. When the story came out, this is the first thing every woman said.
She was in the Bronx.
No, yeah, she was like, she's so pretty. Why would she do that? I'm looking like, what the fuck being pretty?
It's gotta do with being psycho.
Got to do being suicidal.
Facts.
But they base everything because society has brainwashed women to think
facts.
That your beauty is
you
what's
get you
keeping
a lot
everything.
Get you a long
your
way.
Your box is what's making you valid, and it really doesn't to men who are securing themselves, because you can look at the finest woman in the world and still look at it and go like this. Yeah, she's nice, but I wouldn't touch it.
Facts.
It has no power over you anymore.
That's some real shit.
That's real.
It's some real shit. Like, when you already dip and dab, and it's like all that shit look the same. Like.
That's why I said that. What if, I always said this even in my early 20s, even though I was married, and I kept hearing women complain about how men so aggressive and all of that. And I said to myself, the very thing that you keep complaining about on a large scale, you kept hearing it all the time, men dogs, men dogs, men dogs. It's been promoted for years. And I used to say to myself, I really wish that every man just stop being fucking dogs. Get one fucking woman and rock out with her. And leave the rest of these desert pussy bitches to stop the fucking complaining. Because I got tired of it. Like, seriously, I got tired of hearing it because I'm sitting there going, the thing that you complaining about is the thing that you like. You like the chase. You like a man wanting to be finding you attractive and coming and trying to come at you. Yeah, some dudes weird with the shit about it because they don't know how to approach you, but it's just like the very thing that you complaining about is the thing that you like about men.
Nope. And on that note,
hold on, I got one more
thing. No, I'm gonna let you get it. Right. On that note, that's a great point. And before we get out of here, because I know you got something to say, go ahead, give your final thoughts though.
All right. Yeah, man, you can find me Talk to Him Con on everything. But my final thought is basically, you do not have to lie. It's a lot of slurs out here, bro. You not have to, like, they taking meat from small to big, bro. Trust me, it's like, it's no need. That shaft is over, yo. And
that what?
That shaft is
over, yo. It's not a pause after that. Nothing, just, okay. I just, because you just threw it in my face, like, the shaft, like, came straight across here. But
yeah, pause, yo. But, nah, yo, it's over with, like, women, it's over with, like, if you pass a certain age, yo, stop lying like you can get fucked for the so many. You're not doing it. I don't give a fuck if you came out of Jesus' book. Like, he's a rat. He married and not deliver you. You know what I'm saying? You're wrapped up. But my last thing I want to say, I want the women that's dyking to stop lying on your pussy too, because you keep getting fucked with a strap, yo. You want that wood, yo. Stop lying to your pussy like you getting fucked by a man. Like, I want you to stop it, right? Just stop it right now. Stop it right now. Because I talked to you and some women that dabble in that. They don't even like being fucked that long either. But because it don't come, they don't know how to stop, tell their partner who's not really getting too much of satisfaction to stop.
Yeah.
So, bitch, stop. Just eat a box. Just eat a box. Y'all do the eat box thing, and then that's it. But that's my last shit, yo.
Go ahead, Flash. Give your final thoughts.
Final thoughts. The first one for the men, you don't have to lie. The women of the day will accept honesty. If they into you, they going to give it up. It is what it is. And in reference to the whole dyke situation, all you dykes, because you brought up a good point, because I just thought about something. Stop lying on your pussy, all right? Because I had three separate occasions in the past, 4 years, where it was I'm talking about certified stud, Young and May looking, actually said to me, like, you know, through conversation stuff, I don't date women, but I like you cute shit. And she'll tell another female who's a feminine female, I let him smash or let him fuck. Like, I've heard seriously. That too. And I was like, but if you would let me, then you're not who you say you are.
Hey, Lil Rich, what's up?
I've heard that too.
That's my final thoughts. I'll tell y'all about that later.
Hey, Lil Rich, what's up?
Hey, and my final thoughts before I get up out of here, man, please make sure you go to creativeculturelifestyle.com for all your beard and grooming needs. And please follow them on Instagram at creativeculturelifestyle. Please. They got the brushes, everything, man. Shampoo. I'm telling you, it works. It works. It's a great product.
You ain't got to put on a cologne.
Everything. They got everything. So please go to www.creativeculturelifestyle.com as well as follow them on Instagram. And my final thoughts is, everybody just stop fucking lying. You know what I mean? Just be yourself. That's it. You know what I mean? Straight to the point. You know what I mean? Just be yourself and let people accept you for you.
But people lie.
Yeah, that too. So I'm Eric. Follow me on Instagram at Eric410. This is Conway. Follow me at Talk to Him Con
on Instagram. Follow Flesh. Tell him how to spell it on Instagram.
P-H-L-E-S-H 410.
And that's Andy. Yell out your Instagram, Andy.
McFly 101.
McFly 101. And this has been another edition of Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. See y'all the same time, same Unified channel next week. Peace.
Skedaddle.